hosted on dimlywit.com.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
So, I got the baby baptized this weekend.
Did you?
When you had your children baptized,
yeah.
Did you have to take a class or do anything?
No.
Not once with all three.
No. Did they scam you?
The fuck do you have to learn?
Yeah, right, what do you mean?
You don't drown your baby.
Wait, did they scam you?
You're not ready for this. So.
Wow, Jess got played.
We shopped a few churches. As
that's your problem. You don't have a church. That's why they're testing you.
And
you
I
have a church.
Also picked the one I thought was the most beautiful. Probably should have like did some deep diving. The best is I put on Facebook. I was like, hey, can anyone recommend like a local church or whatever? And they're all like, well, why don't you go to like a service and then decide? I was like, yeah. Can you just do that for me and then tell me how awesome it is?
Unbelievable.
So I had. Went to a few churches, talked to some places, had classes. Most were like, hey, the class is like a DVD, right? There's not an actual class. So me and Jen go to this class. We show up. There's like, I don't know, seven other couples. Now the class is in the church. Like the like church part. What do you call that?
Church.
Chapel.
Thank you. Okay. The fucking guy, I mean the priest. Goes, we're going to start today off with a quiz. And then he says, you have 10 minutes. I'm going to time you. And I'm looking around thinking we're being like, he was joking. I thought this was like an icebreaker kind of thing. No, he actually gave us a quiz. Now, I don't know about
when
y'all.
Was Jesus born.
Wait, no, you're not ready, Alan.
It's
I have.
Like, will she explode
I have the
when
quiz.
She walks into.
I have the quiz here, and I will read also, oh, that we also had to read our answers. We had to go around the room.
I don't even want to take this quiz.
And read our answers. So I'm curious to, like, what a, I don't know, Trey, what would you call us? Like, we're...
Sacrilegious. call you.
Like...
Casual Catholic?
Okay, so, like, yeah, that's us. Like, we...
You or... No, you and Denny.
We're religious, but we're, like... Not, but we are. We believe. I mean, we don't practice, I guess, right, Alan? But Alan, like...
They pray to St. Anthony when something goes missing,
yeah.
And that's it.
And Alan, like, I guess you should know more. Like, I'm curious to know how you'd answer some of these questions. So we sit down.
What kind of church, though? Is this a Catholic church?
Catholic church, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm fucked, but go for it.
What okay. are you?
Yeah, you're not
Protestant?
Catholic.
Southern Baptist.
Is it all the same
mean?
Shit?
What does that mean?
So, all right, there's an old joke to explain it. What's the difference between a Baptist, a Methodist, and a Catholic?
Mm-hmm.
A Methodist will say hi to you in the liquor store.
Okay.
The Catholic goes across the across the street to drink. So Baptists don't drink. They're teetotalers. Don't drink. Methodists still do communion with wine. And then Catholics, like, do real shit all the time.
Yeah. Oh, we're no joke. We're no joke.
Yeah.
All right. So here comes the quiz passing around. All the couples are looking at each other like, is this really happening? We're grown adults with children and we're taking a fucking quiz like
no,
we're in high school.
No, this doesn't happen. I don't know. I don't even want to. Don't even announce what church this is because
no,
I'm embarrassed
not.
For them.
Okay. Number one. Who is God?
What was your answer?
Morgan Freeman.
I'm looking at. That would have been a great answer. I'm looking at Denny going like, what does one even say? So I wrote. The boss?
The only answer is the light of your life.
But, like, all the questions, all the answers, like, it was just an insane thing. Like,
the boss.
We had to go around the room with the answers. Okay. So, pretty much all my answers sounded the same, because how do you even answer this? What is God's will for humanity? What would you have written, Tracy?
He sacrificed himself so that we can be.
Exactly. What's his will for humanity?
What is his will?
What does he want? What does
he
want?
He wants us all to do good.
Right. Alan?
And help each other and love each other and forgive.
I mean, yeah, basically. I mean, he gave us free will, so he wants us to do what we do.
Whatever the fuck we want to do.
All right, so I wrote his will is to give his peace on earth and happiness. That was wrong.
What is the answer?
The answer is he wants us to, like, go to church and shit.
That's not true. It would be nice for us to, but he's not. We're all his children, Jessica.
No, apparently I am not one of them because I got every answer wrong. Okay.
Did they say this is wrong?
The Catholic Church needs you there for that money, so.
Well, how about this? I got mocked for this answer.
You may get mocked twice.
What is the church? Tracy, what would you write? What is the church? Go.
A sacred building for us to come worship together.
Oh, I like that answer, Alan.
The church is the body of people that worship God.
What was your answer, Jessica?
Pretty good, Alan. I wrote a place to come for people to pray for peace. And the fucking priest says, the priest goes, I can pray for peace while I'm cooking a microwave pizza. I don't need to be at church to do that. I was like, oh, cool. No. It's like, thanks.
I would have done anything. Savage. On the wall at this
it was
place.
So, you could hear a pin drop in this room, right?
Give me more. I need to know what else you wrote.
And the best is the guy goes, stop it, Jessica. The
it's
priest.
It's a fucking priest.
The priest hands the Bible to a guy in the front pew and goes, can you read this passage? And the dude goes, the whole thing? Nobody wanted to be there. It was so awkward. Okay. Name the principal beliefs of the Catholic Church. Principal beliefs. Because I wrote, be good and holy.
I'd probably answer similar on that one. I'm going to defend you.
It's like old bullshit.
I don't know.
It's okay to touch kids as long as you don't tell somebody.
Oh, no.
Oof, too soon.
Hey, this is my religion, Alan. How dare you?
She knows all about it.
Go not drink across the street.
Yeah.
All right. Let's carry on. Name five teachings of the Catholic Church, because I wrote.
No. You wrote, I'm a little rusty. I'm a little rusty. Five teachings.
Yeah, I don't
the
ask
Bible,
me them.
Religion.
The religions. The Bible. The religion.
The sacraments. The prayers, and the music.
I feel like you're just throwing church words out there. Like
I am.
Is it? Head, shoulder, knees, and toes of Christ.
Wait, Alan, so your religion is not similar to this? I thought they were kind of similar.
I think Christian in general is similar.
Christian in general is similar, but, like, Catholic is real intense compared to Baptist.
Okay, so you don't know the answers. Okay.
I don't know the answers. I'm Catholic.
How about this?
Yeah.
What is a sacrament? Yeah, exactly. This was the whole room, by the way. I just want to say I wasn't just me. We sucked because the next one was how many sacraments are there in the church? And this was the whole room. Three?
12.
12? 9?
12, right?
4? The best is Dennis is Googling the fucking answers. And I go, are you cheating in church? That's one of the things. That's
thou
literally one
cheat.
Of the things.
Wait, how many sacraments are there? Oh, sacraments are not. The commandments. Sacraments are baptism,
yeah,
communion, confirmation, and marriage.
There's 7, so.
A death? Divorce? Divorce was my sacrament.
Alan, can you Google the sacraments really quick? There's 7 of them. Because they also asked us to name them. And I had 7 correct because Dennis cheated.
You had 7 correct? They had to have known you were cheating. You wrote.
Oh, no. The priest caught him cheating.
Pray and be holy.
The priest caught him cheating.
On one of your answers.
The priest said, don't look on your phone for answers.
Wow.
Dennis said, I'm not looking on my phone.
You liar.
I was like, wow, you're double going to hell.
All right. So there are 3 categories. There's the sacraments of initiation. Sounds fucking terrifying. The sacraments of healing and the sacraments of service. Initiation is baptism, confirmation,
yep.
And Eucharist.
Yeah.
healing is penance.
The Eucharist is confirmation. How does that make any sense?
Alan, don't know. This is the worst Google search he's ever had to do.
I'm on the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops.
All right, they know better. So, let's go, continue.
Okay.
Sacraments of healing are penance and reconciliation, and then anointing of the sick.
The fuck does that mean?
They go up to Jessica and you're like, you're anointed, you sick, demented person.
Oh my God. So Alan just did this like move with his hand.
Where he's throwing holy water.
I literally did that to Cecily in church. It was so embarrassing. All right, we'll get back to that.
Then the sacraments of service are matrimony and holy orders.
I would not have known any of this. I taught CCD.
Catholic Church needs to calm down because you can't be like, the holy orders are a sacrament. Like, that's what led to the fucking Holy Grail and the Crusades. Calm.
I don't know what any of that means either. What is a crusade?
Isn't Jay-Z rap about the Holy Grail?
Isn't that a song?
Holy Grail.
Holy Grail.
The Crusades were basically where...
Wow, that's the episode title. Holy Grail. Is Holy Grail bad, Alan? Holy Grail.
What?
Was it a bad thing, the Holy Grail?
No, the Holy Grail is basically, it's a legend about the cup that they used for communion before Christ was
Dope.
This is Jess Betancourt, the host of DNA ID, the only true crime podcast that exclusively covers cases solved using forensic genealogy. DNA ID goes behind the headlines to answer your questions about this remarkable new crime-solving tool, how it works, how cases are selected, why the cases were unsolved for so long, and how the justice system is addressing it. I include input from law enforcement to give you the inside scoop that we all crave with a straightforward, no-nonsense delivery. You can find DNA ID on any podcast platform. Episodes come out weekly on Mondays.
All right. What do you ask of God's church for your child?
To guide her in the direction of the church.
Great. I wrote, that's place for my child to feel safe and loved.
Okay.
Some bullshit.
That's not a terrible answer.
Pretty much all things went back to like, all things went back to like, you know.
Safety.
Like loving, having the child go to church and blah,
yeah,
blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I just thought this was like one of the most aggressive. Think about it. We're all young couples kind of going back to the church for the first time in a long time, right? We all have little kids.
I go to church with my family, so I don't know. I should know more of these.
How often are you in church?
Once a month.
That's not Catholic-ish.
Yours was like 9 years.
Holidays, Christmas.
What are you talking about? She was in church this weekend.
Yeah.
I was repenting.
I'm a good Catholic and I go when it's fucking packed. Like, I might wear a cute Easter dress or something. All right. What is the church? My dad's like a cash cow.
Yeah.
Listen, I do
all
this.
Right,
I'm literally
about to lose all of our listeners.
I'm walking out
the
door.
We're just dissing all of their religion.
I'm walking out the door and I'm like, wow, we didn't talk about the baptism at all. I have no idea what to expect. And the couple behind me was like, yeah, like, we just got bullied for a full hour. Like, we really did. We really, really did. I thought Dennis was going to kill me. I was like, because I told him we're going to watch a DVD. That's what everyone told me it was going to be. Not a quiz. That was the full hour. Was taking the quiz and going over the quiz and then being berated for our answers.
I don't have any idea what this, like, I don't know where this church is. This is wild to me.
Everyone I've spoken to said the same thing.
My priest was literally like, oh, hey, you want to get the baby baptized? Wonderful. We love this for the church. Get in there. When do you want the date? Here, send us her birth certificate so we know that she's an actual person.
If I hadn't done this like in such a crunch, I would have switched churches for sure.
I would have never taken a test. I'd have been like, I'm not going to this church.
Yeah. And that was the consensus around all my Catholic friends and family. They were like, this
never
is
heard
not
any.
A
this
thing.
This is a hierarchy of church.
Yeah.
These people are real into themselves.
And then even at the baptism, I don't know, I just felt like it was like aggressive. Like he was like, this was a different priest. He was like, you know, Cecily's going to color. Let her color pictures of Jesus. He's like, she's going to watch TV. Put on Jesus cartoons. And I'm like, where does one find a Jesus cartoon? I guess I could.
Jesus cartoons.
Google Jesus cartoons. Yeah, it was aggressive, but it was a really nice day. It was a nice day.
You don't know Jesus cartoons? Do you not remember fucking VeggieTales?
No.
That shit slaps.
What's VeggieTales?
Oh my God.
You're younger than us. We're old, Alan. That was probably past our time. I was already hooking up by the time you're watching VeggieTales.
Well, yeah, you were 12.
That tracks. that tracks. I was in Aruba making out with some guy named Tyler who was 17 when I told him I was 15.
Oh, my gosh. So VeggieTales is, they're literally a bunch of different vegetables that tell different stories from the Bible. There's Larry the Cucumber.
I need to know less of this.
They sing. They have tons of fucking songs. You have to Google, where's my hairbrush? And then watch that. I need everyone to hear this.
Can we do it right now?
Yes.
Do it.
Where's my hairbrush is what I'm Googling.
VeggieTales.
Yeah. Larry the Cucumber, where's my hairbrush?
It's going to fuck up my search history.
Instagram's going to start sending you VeggieTales and Jesus things, by the way.
Oh, no.
I have the hiccups.
This is the most terrifying cucumba I've ever seen.
And now it's time for Silly Songs with Larry. The part of the show where Larry comes out and sings a silly song.
I don't like
this. Our curtain opens as Larry, having just finished his morning bath, is searching for his hairbrush. Having no success.
I'm not going to like this. This is freaking.
What does it have to do with God?
With my hairbrush. Where is my hairbrush?
I don't like this. I actually have actual chills.
I might be a better
Guess
singer
what,
than Larry.
Larry. Had you just prayed to St. Anthony in 10 to 15 minutes, you would have found it, you fucking idiot. Having heard his cry, Paul Grape, I don't like this. I don't even like the narrator. I don't like this.
This is religious?
This would make me never
Where is my hairbrush? He said Kakumba, he has no hair. I mean, what a ridiculous thing.
If he had hair, he should have been a kiwi.
Right. Genius.
That's a fruit, not a vegetable.
It's a fucking
same
food.
Family.
Yeah, it's healthy.
It's called Veggie Tales.
Okay, so give me a furry vegetable. I don't know any. Not cucumbas.
As bald as can be. So in the church, baby's getting baptized. And he comes over and he like does like a, you know, spritzy thing on her head. And then he's like, all right, now you do it to her. I'm like, me? This is literally me. So like, you want me to do that?
I'm disappointed. I wasn't there to witness
so I was
you
like
almost
this.
Bursting into
flames. I was
flames.
Like this on her. I was like. I did some like witch voodoo shit. I didn't know what to do. I was just doing some crazy shit with my hand. And then Dennis did it right after me. Did it totally normal. Like, figured it out.
Also, that tracks.
So she was a beautiful little angel. And
did you get good baptism pictures?
I did.
Good. Can't wait to see them.
She didn't love getting dunked, but who does?
They dunked her?
Well, they did
a
semi dunk.
Newborn.
Denny held her kind of like trying to tip her backwards, and she was like, "No way!"
Well, so. My son's hearing aids were on, so they couldn't have dunked him. So they just dripped some.
Wow. Oil
right yeah, out. I thought Catholics sprinkled. Oh, I hate. Saying that, it sounds really fucked
I
up.
Mean, no, it's a sprinkle. It's a good adjective for it.
But you know what? When adults do baptisms, they dunk those motherfuckers
yeah, they
in the
smash
pool.
Them
yeah.
down like they're getting yeah. blown like a yeah. guy when they yeah. about you I know mean, smush you on their dick. That's how they put your yeah. head in the water. See,
that's literally move. How like where our name comes from as Baptists.
Whoa,
like John the Baptist.
Is he the one who used to baptize people?
I would, yeah, based on the name.
Oh.
Context clues there.
School wasn't my forte.
Did Julian like know what was going on? Like, cause he's
Julian
older.
Couldn't have given a fuck less. He's such a good kid. He sat there and he was like, all right. He's like, we got to take 400 pictures with every member of our family.
Yeah,
got it.
Cecily just looked up at me in the middle of the service and went,
"Who's her godparents?"
Snack bar, and I'm like, "No, what?"
Who's her godparents?
My brother and his wife.
Aw, cute.
Yeah. So it was a really nice day. And then it's weird. You're leaving the church and you're like, holy shit. She's like all holy and her sins are gone or some shit. You know, it's nice. It's nice. It was a nice day.
Gone and some shit.
And I can't wait for the Catholic Church to like ban me after this gets
I would.
Out.
I would.
If anyone has some Catholic churches in Bergen County that are better than mine, let me know.
Pretty much anything. Any church.
I can't even believe they let me back after really. I failed failed the quiz.
I think all the parents failed, no?
We all failed. No, that was like the one comforting thing is that no one knew what was going on. And I was like, oh, good. It's not just us. The best, I was just dying because no one knew how many sacraments. And since we cheated, we knew. And I'm like, we can't be the only ones with the right answer. It's going to be seven. Obvious.
And the fact that you knew it was seven and then didn't know the sacrament should have been the,
giveaway.
The giveaway.
Yeah,
there. That
just
was
the number
your
seven.
Tell.
No, and there's like 10 more lines. Nothing's written. Yeah, that was us. Yep.
All of you have your own Layer of the Cucumber song called Where Is My Bible?
I'm good. I'm going to pass on all veggie anything.
I'm still trying to figure out where's my hairbrush has anything to do with God or religion, but...
It absolutely doesn't, but everything else in the show does. Mm. It's a silly song.
It's terrifying.
It's terrifying.
Even the narrator, his voice. What's wrong with his voice?
He's like, hello, once upon a time, the cucumber. There was a cucumba, and he brushed his ball sack.
But do you really think there was like actually regulation for kids material in the 80s and 90s?
No.
I'm just surprised they don't full on murder one another. Yeah.
Well, I'd like to end this podcast with the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. I know that one, motherfuckers. I know that one.
You're welcome.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.